SpookRadio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers. Welcome back to Relic Radio Thrillers. Thanks for joining me this Friday. We'll hear from Theater 5 this week, a series that aired from August of 1964 to July of 1965, aired 5 days a week at 5 p.m. 260 episodes were produced for ABC Radio. One we'll hear today is titled The Button Stealers. This one first aired January 11th, 1965.
Monsieur, you will kill me.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, come, monsieur. It is late at night. We need a sensible explanation.
I told you I was one of a trio. I'm looking for my two partners.
You hope perhaps to find your partners in a doorway in an alley off the Rue Mouffetard.
Look, just let me pass.
That's it.
Theater 5 presents The Button Stealers.
Kurt Dempster.
Kurt Dempster?
Open up, Andy.
Cool it. What floor were you on?
Third.
Your office number?
1587. Open up.
Thanks. Does the department know you're here?
Nobody knows I'm here. I'm sure I wasn't followed.
Oh, so that's the way it is. Why me, Kurt?
Desperation.
How'd you get my address?
I prayed you hadn't changed your name, Andrew Mallory. I just prayed that you hadn't taken that piece of hard luck seriously enough to change your name. I prayed, looked in the phone book, and there you were, number 4 Rue Concierge.
Oh. And here you are. Drink?
Thanks.
Well, what do you want, Kurt?
Communications have broken down, or rather, I can't trust them. I figure you can help me.
I haven't done any security work for 7 years.
But what an agent you were.
Yeah? The department didn't agree with you when they fired me.
Everyone knows it wasn't your fault. You just slipped up and it came out. What are you doing now?
Exporting antiques.
You like it?
Very much.
Look, I need help. You know how much I need it. Now, what's it worth to you?
This is a big operation.
The biggest.
Goodbye.
Where are you going?
The bedroom. To pack.
Andy, you've got to help me. You've got to.
Yeah? Get my head blown off or end up in the same? No, thanks.
Nobody'll know.
Cross your heart and hope to die, Kurt?
Now listen.
No, you listen. Once I had to do it. It was a job.
And you were the best.
Yeah, and you know what I got for it. And now I should stick my neck out because you're in a jam.
Andy, will you listen?
Yeah, I'll have to until I finish packing.
All right. Code name is Operation Trio.
Don't try to make it a quartet, then.
If you help, it'll still be a trio. The second agent was killed on the Rue Mouffetard less than an hour ago.
I'll change the code name to Duo.
There were three of us. Lipscomb, he's a new man, or was. Dieter and me. Lipscomb was coming through from Orel, Dieter from Cambodia, and I just got in from Bucharest.
Sounds like a great travelogue. Why don't you put it on television?
You're worried about your neck.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I ran tonight. I ran here. But if it were only my life I was thinking about, I know a dozen rat holes in Paris where I could crawl and hide.
Well, you've got a job to do. You're a patriot. If you blow this job, there'll be another assignment for you. I live here and I intend to stay alive. Good night and good luck.
Andy.
I said good night. I'll take it. Hello?
Monsieur Mallory? We will give you just 5 minutes to send your visitor out.
Well, who was it?
You were wrong, Kurt. You were followed. So you figure that, like it or not, I'm in, huh?
How do you figure it, Andy?
Just the way you do. just the way you did when you came here.
Now, look, Andy. I told you I didn't think I was followed. I meant it then, and I mean it now. When they intercepted Lipscomb on the Rue Mouffetard, I knew they had a pipeline into the operation.
Well, that must be true, but Operation Trio required the three of you. They had Lipscomb. Where do they want you?
This.
Where'd that come from?
It's the second button from Lipscomb's jacket. After they got him, I grabbed it and ran. And that's why they're after me. I now have two of the buttons.
And Dieter has a third.
Right. And if we can make them meet with Dieter, we can still write Operation Trio off as a success.
Microfilm?
Underneath the buttons. Information from Romania on China's real capabilities for launching missiles now that they have both the A-bomb and the hydrogen bomb.
Who says?
We know. And with my button and the one Dieter has, we'll know how they move so fast and how fast they're going to go in the future. Now, you know what that's worth in Washington.
Yeah, I know, Kurt. Where were you supposed to make the meet with Dieter?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Lipscomb was supposed to have that information.
Don't you have an emergency number?
Oh, I tried it before I came here. Line's dead.
Well, what about Dieter? Will he be looking for you?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Let's go.
But we can't walk around Paris looking for Dieter.
Do you know a little cellar club called La Renaissance?
Where?
Near the Duma Go off the Boulevard Saint-Germain. We'll split up. I'll meet you there in an hour.
They'll be downstairs?
We're going up over the roofs.
Andy?
Yeah.
I feel a lot better.
I don't. Victor, I'm expecting another American, younger than I, sandy-haired, blue eyes. He'll be looking for me. His name is Monsieur Dempster. Tell him I'm Monsieur Courbet's office. Good evening, Henri.
Andrew, an old friend. An old friend who enters without knocking. But I am delighted to see you, Andrew. Brandy?
No, thanks.
At my age, it warms the blood.
Yeah. And in your youth, it sharpened your eyes.
Well, I was always good at excuses.
The Sûreté and every gendarme in Paris will testify to that.
It is curious that you should come here tonight, my friend. What can I do for you?
There was to be information exchanged in meetings tonight.
You are not back at work?
Well, yes and no. Three men, Americans, were to meet. Their names were Lipscomb, Dieter, and Dempster. Two of them were to meet in the Rue Mouffetard. They almost did. One of them, Lipscomb, didn't make it.
Uh-huh.
The other one saw what happened and ran to me.
You knew him?
From the old days.
And he was willing to involve you?
Well, I'm here. I'm looking for the third man, Dieter.
And this man, he's necessary?
He has the third piece of a puzzle, an information puzzle.
But the second man, the man in the Rue Mouffetard, he is available?
No, but his information is.
Bien. You may go into my study and watch television or sleep. I shall need about an hour or two. Andrew. Hmm? Andrew, wake up.
Henri. Has my friend arrived?
Not yet.
How about you found out something?
Oui.
All right, let's have it.
I do not like what I have discovered.
I couldn't care less. Come on, tell me.
Andrew, listen to me. We were together for a long time. This business has a very bad odor.
Henri.
There is no report of any incident on the Rue Mouffetard tonight.
Well, so what? Look, Henri, you're too old a hand to let that bother you. If it's what I think, it would have been hushed up.
Andrew, you forget. You forget my sources. You forget why you came to me. There was no incident in the Rue Mouffetard tonight.
Maybe you're losing touch, Henri.
You think so?
Look, I know Kurt Dempster.
As long as you know me?
Well, not quite, but Dempster told me how big this was. One man coming from Romania, one from Cambodia.
Oh, nonsense.
What makes you so sure?
Come. Andrew, I would like you to meet Monsieur Colin Dieter. I'd like you to meet Monsieur Colin Dieter.
I've heard about you, Mallory, and I know Henri. Otherwise, I wouldn't have come here.
Where were you supposed to be?
Foul up. Originally, I was supposed to meet Lipscomb and Dempster at Fouquet's upstairs. Then I got a flash red from emergency calling the meet off. I call emergency back, and the line is dead. Now, you tell me where I'm supposed to be.
Henri, when did we last do business?
Oh, some years ago, Andy. Some years ago.
Yeah, perhaps times have changed, huh?
Times have certainly changed, my friend, but people have not.
Yeah, I'm older, softer. Maybe I've lost my touch.
Where is your friend, Monsieur Dempster? Was he not supposed to be here also?
Henri, didn't you say this triple operation was nonsense?
I did.
Dieter?
And somebody in Washington is playing games.
Hey, one moment, Andrew. Did I not bring Monsieur Dieter here?
You sure did, Henri. Knowing that I'd expect Dempster, and that would bring everyone necessary together.
Which is what you wanted.
Maybe you wanted it, too.
You will all remain quite still and place your hands behind your heads. Quickly! Good. And Monsieur Dieter, do not move while my friend removes the buttons from your jacket. Excellent. Thank you so much, monsieur.
Well, that's that.
You're beautiful, you are, Mallory. When I think of all the stories I've heard about you, the great Andrew Mallory, and the first time I meet up with him, he walks me right into a trap. I watch my whole mission go bust, and he says, well, that's that.
The whole operation, Dieter?
Oh. Now you're going to tell me that our friends still need to locate Dempster and his part of the operation. All they have to do is wait until he comes here and then pick up what they want. Good night.
I'll go along with you.
No thanks. And Courbet, you know this will be reported.
I am afraid so, yes.
And remembered. If I were you, I'd start figuring on how to get out of my lease.
Henri, I'd hate to think those gunmen were friends of yours.
I think Monsieur Dieter suspects that perhaps they were friends of yours.
Yeah, I don't blame him. After all, it was very strange the way they walked right in, knew he was here, and even knew about the buttons.
You remember, Andrew, my saying that this business has a very bad odor?
Yeah, I remember.
It still has. We will know more when we hear where Monsieur Dieter has gone and what he does.
And how will we hear that?
I had him follow.
Who is it?
Mallory.
What are you doing here?
I owe you an explanation.
There's nothing to explain. It's all over. Go home and forget it.
I want to talk to you. Open up.
I said forget it.
Listen, I may have made a mistake. I want to...
I'm not going to mention you in the report. Now leave me alone.
Look, can you afford a lot of noise up here? The concierge, maybe the police?
Well, if you put it that way. Come in. Okay, I was wrong about you. You're still Mallory and you're still smart. How'd you find me?
Courbet.
Why? What do you want with me? And don't give me any of that. I owe you an explanation.
What about the buttons? They weren't the right ones, were they?
No, whatever would make you think anything like that.
You never would have given them up that easily if they weren't worthless.
Man, you don't make sense.
You can trust me, Dieter.
I never thought I couldn't.
Now, that's a lie.
You're friends again?
Come on, use your head. I wouldn't have had to be here if they found out about the buttons and located you. Is there another way out?
Sure.
It's Dempster. You in there, Colin?
Coming, Kurt. Where have you been?
All over town, making sure there was no one tailing me. Then to the Renaissance, and Courbet told me Mallory had come over here. Andy, I've got to thank you. I don't think we'd have made it without you.
Oh, now I owe you an apology, Mallory.
You have the button?
Yeah, here you are.
Andy, I've been kicking myself ever since I went to your place, but it did work out, and you're in the clear now. Thanks. I'd better get going.
Mind if I come along?
But not at all. I'll drop you.
No, you don't have to. I'll go all the way. Who are you reporting to?
Well, do you think that's wise?
Don't worry. I won't take any credit.
I wasn't thinking of that.
Well, then what?
But if you're seen with me again, where I'm going, they might get the idea you're not really retired.
We'll talk about it in the cab. Come on.
Well, it's almost like old times. You surely haven't lost your touch, Andy.
Not me. It was Courbet.
And he's evidently still in business.
Well, his restaurant seems to be doing all right.
I wasn't talking about his restaurant. I was talking about his connections.
Well, I wouldn't know about those.
4 years out of the service and you're still playing it tight. By the way, you wouldn't like to bequeath whatever hold you have on old Courbet to the service, would you?
To you?
Why not? What have you got on the old man? It could be almost anything. Courbet's been involved in every racket in Paris, from smuggling and jewel thefts to the black market.
Henri Courbet was the most notorious fence and confidant of criminals in Paris when World War II broke out. He was also 50 years old at the time. And that didn't prevent him from heading up one of the most effective resistance undergrounds in Paris. Once I saved his life.
A man can almost drown in the sea of gratitude around Paris these days. Courbet works for you because you saved his life, and the Sûreté gives old Courbet a license to steal because he ran a good resistance group.
Courbet is not a criminal.
Okay. Shall I drop you at home?
Don't you think I may still be of some help?
Oh, it's all over.
But behind you.
Well, that's impossible.
Yeah, for a man who takes such care not to be followed, you certainly foul things up, don't you, Kurt?
Well, that's not...
What were you saying? Were you going to say that that isn't the car you expected to follow us?
Have you flipped your lid,
don't
Andy?
Don't tell me you don't recognize a car, Kurt. It's from headquarters. Tell the driver to pull over.
Andy, let me handle
What's
this.
What's the handle?
You don't understand. You've been away from the service for 4 years. This is more complicated than you think.
Driver, arrête, stop.
He won't listen to you.
Will you, Kurt?
Now, you listen to me, Andy. Please, listen to me. Now, you know the service. You know the department we're in. We're clerks, mostly. Reading documents that are about as important as a purchasing order. And then every once in a while, the government gives you a chance to get your head blown off on a mission that's really important.
Will you tell the driver to pull over?
Look at you. One lousy slip, one little error, and they made you retire.
Kurt,
you... Oh, I know you didn't want to get out. You're one of those guys who love the work, and you were good at it. One lousy slip. One... We haven't got time. Look, I'll admit I lied to you. I was lying all the time. This hasn't got anything to do with bombs and missiles and launching pads, nothing like that. I wouldn't cross the United States for that, I swear it.
Courbet figured it. He said that Cambodia-Orel-Bucharest axis was just a fairy tale.
Courbet's right. There's no weaponry involved, nothing that can hurt us. All this has to do with is progress on the development of commercial aircraft. The new supersonic type being developed by England and France. Just business, Andy. And there's a fortune in it, a fortune. And you can have half. Half of it's yours, Andy, and you earned it. You earned it.
I'll give you just 3 seconds to tell the driver to stop.
All right, Andy.
Don't make it any worse, Kurt. Put the gun away.
Worse? It can't get worse now. And I'll kill you, Andy. I mean it.
You're a loser, Kurt. You were a loser the minute you walked into my apartment.
Sure, I know. They set you up just for guys like me. I know that now. But you didn't know from the beginning.
From the beginning.
You're not that good.
Nah, I didn't have to be that good. I knew you needed me for something. Why, the whole setup screamed it at me. But you were so wrapped up in your tissue of lies that you didn't even bother to check the phone book. I'm not in the book, Kurt. So then I called headquarters, even though I'm not working for them. And I found out what you wanted. That they were onto you. And you had to get the Dieter and you wanted me to locate him. You figured I'd go to Courbet.
Open the door.
What?
You heard me. Open the door.
Now, look.
Oh, you look, Andy. I can shoot you and then open the door and push you out, or you can open the door and jump and take your chances. I figure they'll stop to see how you are, and while they're playing humanitarians, I'll be gone. Now, open the door. Driver, turn right at the corner. And, Andy, watch it.
Come on, get with me, or I'll break your arm.
My friend, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Shaken up a bit.
And Monsieur Dempster?
You can ask him when he regains consciousness. Boy, now I'm going to go back to my quiet life as an art dealer.
But of course, a man with a terrible record such as yours can never have anything more to do with the department. I'll see you at the Renaissance the next time you need me.
Presented The Button Stealers, written by Murray Burnett and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Ralph Camargo, David Kerman, George Petrie, and Danny Occo. Audio engineers, Marty Folia and Neil Pultz. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.
That's our thriller for this week. I'll be back next Friday with more. Between now and then, you can find more old-time radio at relicradio.com. More from Theater 5, more old-time radio in general. There's also links there to our forum, Shoutcast stream with even more old-time radio, and everything else Relic Radio. If you'd like to donate to Relic Radio, help make it all possible, you can donate from the website as well. Just click on the donate button right on the menu. Thank you very much to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of Relic Radio Thrillers. Relic Radio Thrillers is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.